I'm Mark Bayshore. Welcome back to Current State. The Republican National Convention in Cleveland has nominated Donald Trump for president. The party's also formally nominated Indiana Governor Mike Pence for vice president. The Michigan delegation delayed announcing its vote total so that Trump's home state of New York could put the nominee over the top. When state party chair Ronna Romney McDaniel later announced Michigan's votes, Trump received 51 of them. Texas Senator Ted Cruz got 6 votes from Michigan. 2 went to Ohio Governor John Kasich. Here on the day after the Trump nomination, Current State will talk with 2 of Michigan's delegates to the GOP convention. We'll talk with a Kasich delegate, Representative Phil Potvin, in a few minutes. First, though, we have on the line a Trump delegate from Michigan. Senator Joe Hewn represents Michigan's 22nd Senate District, which includes Livingston and part of Washtenaw counties. Welcome to Current State, Joe Hewn.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. What an exciting week it's been.
I can imagine. 2 nights of the convention are now behind us. Describe the atmosphere for us there in Cleveland.
Exciting. You know, just exciting. And now, as we officially have nominated Donald Trump to be our candidate, we're going to spend the next couple of days making certain that we are together and united to beat Hillary Clinton.
What are Michigan delegates talking about, Joe?
You know, it's excitement. We have, as you mentioned, 51 votes for Donald Trump. So it's an overwhelming majority of our delegates there on the convention floor supporting Donald Trump. And again, it's so exciting. And to look around and see all of the political folks that we've all looked up to for so many years, literally walking by it, I shook hands with Lou Dobbs last night, and our little, I got to take our 1-year-old on the floor of the convention, so it's his first convention at 1 year old, and it's just a special honor. We're so excited, and we're so excited to be able to work hard to take this country back.
What do you make of the speakers so far? I mean, we've seen members of the Trump family. We saw Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie delivered a blistering speech last night. Overall, good lineup of speakers?
Absolutely phenomenal. We started out the convention with the conservative movement's, some of our favorite celebrities. Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty opened the convention. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump Jr. gave an absolutely phenomenal speech last night. Melania Trump, she was the keynote the night before, and I think she got a few bad headlines saying that some of the speech was similar to Michelle Obama's, but she was absolutely phenomenal. But then it dug deeper. Some of the other speakers dug deeper, as you mentioned. Rudy Giuliani, I mean, he gave the most impassioned, riveting speech about how really questioning how secure our country is today, and we need to change direction. And, of course, Chris Christie pointed out the faults of Hillary Clinton and everything she's been guilty of in terms of foreign policy over the past her past tenure in service.
Let me ask you, was Donald Trump your original choice?
He was. I endorsed Donald Trump before the Michigan primary, and a lot of my conservative brethren gave me an awful hard time. But I'll tell you what, he won Livingston County, one of the counties that I represent in the Senate, and he's literally more than a candidate. He is. I mean, we talk about this, but I think it's absolutely true. He is a movement. When you talk about issues like trade, where the United States gets into these trade deals and it appears that we just put our workers in the lowest on the priority list when we talk about trade. And, of course, immigration and his piece of his platform of building the wall between the United States and Mexico. And I was in the platform committee to develop the platform for this convention and for the next 4 years. And we worked hard to make certain that reference to building the wall was in the platform, and we adopted it on Monday.
Well, Mr. Trump has been a very controversial figure here in the run-up to the convention here for over a year here now. His critics would claim that a racist, a xenophobe, is running for president. What do you say to those critics?
I say that's nothing but hogwash. And if you look at Hillary Clinton, all you have to do is just take a look at who the Democrats are going to officially nominate next week. I mean, the Justice Department came out here, in the last couple of weeks, said You broke the law. You did all of these terrible things to put the United States and our people in harm's way, but we don't think we're going to prosecute you. I mean, they pretty much said she was a felon without actually prosecuting. So all you have to do is take a look at her, and you will automatically say, wow, we are definitely going to get behind Donald Trump. So he's going to, you know, get pummeled by the mainstream media, which is the normal process from a Republican perspective. But at the end of the day, he received more votes across this country than any Republican candidate has ever received. And the turnout was overwhelming in Michigan in our primary, and I'm certain it's going to be come November.
Some have described the platform as the most conservative ever put forth by the GOP. You said you played a role here in putting this platform together. Are there components of the platform that you wish were different?
You know, it is a large document, and we probably should shorten that document. I think we need to, in future years, future conventions, shorten our document and say these are our guiding principles and these are the things that the Republican Party stands for. But it's kind of, the process of developing the platform is like legislation. And when you're working in the legislature or serving in the legislature, there's give and take, and folks from different regions, different communities, different areas have issues that they want to see addressed. So that's what's in our platform. We had folks from the western states that brought up issues that may not necessarily impact folks from the eastern states, or, you know, folks from California had different concerns than folks from Maine. But I think it's a good document. And the one, you know, we had a few main principles I wanted to see addressed, including building the wall. And I was so excited and so supportive of making certain that that was in there, and we got it done.
They would end abortion under any circumstances, from what I'm told, defund Planned Parenthood. It would repeal gay marriage rights. This is definitely a diversion from a change of direction in recent years. It is a direction that you espouse and are comfortable with.
I'll tell you what, I think you're reading more headlines than the platform itself. We have consistently been supportive of traditional marriage. The platform that we just adopted on Monday maintains that belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. So nothing has changed from the previous platforms on that component. And the party has consistently been pro-life in terms of its platform, and we maintain that in this platform as well. So it's the press just trying to divide our community and divide our Republican party, but that's it.
Of course, we live in an age where after the U.S. Supreme Court has legalized gay marriage. I mean, that has been a profound change as well, but you still stick with the supporting traditional marriage in the platform.
We haven't changed in our philosophies and our belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. Heck, Roe v. Wade was, abortion was legalized decades ago, and our party is still supportive of the pro-life position. So it's not an issue to me.
State Senator Joe Hewn is a Donald Trump delegate here. We're talking with Senator Hewn from Cleveland here this morning on WKAR's Current State. I have to ask you, did you have any interaction with any delegates who tried to alter the convention rules earlier this week to find an alternative to Mr. Trump?
Of course, there was jockeying going on behind the scenes, but it all failed. And in fact, if you watched or saw the rules process, so before the committee or the actual convention meets, there are four committees that meet. The platform committee is one. The rules committee is another. And they adopt our rules for our party and for the convention for the next 4 years. And there was an effort underway to change the rules to essentially pull the rug out from Donald Trump. But the effort was pathetic and minimal at best.
What do you make of the sentiment that drives that, though? Obviously, I mean, Mr. Trump has had a very high negative rating. What do you make of Mr. Trump's critics generally?
In terms of the actual operatives that are trying to change this in favor of another candidate, I think it's politics as usual, I should say, for that, because you see these in conventions past one candidate angling, despite being out of the race, still angling to negotiate for something down the road. And I think it's just a normal political process at these conventions. In the past few conventions for the Republican Party, the nominee was decided long before the actual convention. Well, this has just been a longer process than recent years, and we'll definitely see these folks come around and get behind our nominee.
State Senator Joe Hewn is our guest. We were planning to reach out to State Rep Phil Potvin of Cadillac here in a few minutes. We're having some challenges connecting with Representative Potvin. Hopefully we'll pull that off here, but if you've got a few more minutes here to spend with us, Joe Hewn, we'll take you up on it. Mr. Trump may be representing an exception. Still, if the atmosphere in November resembles today's, Mr. Trump may be representing a pretty divided party. How important is it for Trump to more closely unite the party between now and November?
Oh, absolutely essential. And I think he's doing that. When we talk about some of these policies, you know what? When you talk about a look at Trump's platform, he is talking about issues that have been uncomfortable to both parties, whether it's the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. I think our Republican Party has lost sight of making America and our American workers first when they talk about international trade and all of these agreements that essentially, you know, leave the American worker behind. And both parties have been reluctant to address the immigration issue between the United States and Mexico, and particularly building the wall. And it is such a huge pillar and component of the Trump platform that got him through the primary, that turned out enormous numbers of new voters that we haven't seen in ever, that helped Trump catapult him to this point. So times are changing. And he is developing things that need to be addressed and talking about things that need to be addressed, but are uncomfortable for the traditional politicos to actually do.
Mr. Trump's vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence, addresses the convention today. What do you make of Mike Pence?
I think he was good. And when you asked a couple of questions over the last few minutes about making certain the whole party's behind him, I think the choice for Mike Pence to be the VP candidate is nothing but helpful to make certain that the base is supportive of Donald Trump.
How serious a stumble was Melania Trump's speech here? It appears she lifted a number of sentences pretty directly from Michelle Obama's speech from 8 years ago. How big an infraction is that? Should heads roll in the Trump campaign? What?
You know, I don't know how those decisions are made within the campaign itself, but The first lady, or the female, or the spouse, I should say, of our nominee, they generally don't get too deep into policy discussions, whether it's at the convention or even once he attains the White House. I don't think it was a big deal. As I watched the speech, she did an absolutely phenomenal job, was an absolutely amazing speaker, and the convention center was just rocking, and we all were on our feet clapping for Melania Trump.
We've got 30 seconds left here, Joe Hewn. Bill Schuette addressed the convention. He talked about the Flint water crisis. How did you assess his remarks to the convention?
I have to be frank. I was on the platform committee, and we were called to our committee meetings while the Attorney General spoke. And I actually apologized to him that I missed his whole remark. So I don't even know what he said, and I apologize for that.
That's all right. We want to thank our guest, Senator Joe Hewn, as a Trump delegate in Michigan. He represents the 22nd state Senate district, which includes Livingston and part of Washtenaw counties. Joe Hewn, good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.